I'm in it for the long run. The minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run. The hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run. The laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run. Even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. Welcome back to this series of programs where we're traveling through my more than 60-year journey in the musical world. And the last time we were with Nancy Griffith, listening to the various tracks from the Other Voices 2 album. And there were lots of people involved in that project. It was a wonderful, and I think I called it a traveling hootenanny. And it was a great assemblage of people. But the last track on the album brought us right back to Nancy Griffith, where she started, all by herself when I met her first. She was traveling from Austin to New York City to play at Greenwich Village, driving her own car all by herself. And this is the song we closed the Other Voices album with, and you will probably recognize it right away.
Where the walker runs down into the Carson Valley Plain, there lived a young maiden, Darcy Farrow was her name, the daughter of old Dundee, and a fair one was she. Sweetest flower that bloomed o'er the range. She was courted by young Vandemeer, and quite handsome was he, I am to hear. He brought her silver rings and lacy things, and they promised to marry before the snows came that year. But her pony did stumble and she did fall. Her dying touched the hearts of us one and all. Young Mandy in his pain put a bullet in his brain. And we buried them together as the snows began to fall. They sing up Darcy Farrow where the Truckee runs to. They sing of her beauty in Virginia City too. At dusty sundown to her name they drank around. And to young Vandy whose love was true. Where the walker runs down into the Carson Valley Plain, there lived a young maiden, Darcy Farrow was her name, the daughter of old Dundee, and a fair one was she. The sweetest flower that bloomed o'er the rain.
Oh, beautiful there, Nancy Griffith with Darcy Farrow. And you wouldn't be the only one that thought that that was an old folk song. I think I felt that myself for a good while when I first heard it. But I first heard it on an album, a Vanguard album by a man named Steve Gillette. And Steve Gillette and his partner Tom Campbell wrote that song. And, of course, they were trying to make it sound like an old folk song, and they certainly did succeed. And I finally got to connect with Steve in a real way at the Kerrville Folk Festival, a wonderful festival down in Kerrville, Texas. Sadly, the founder and director of that festival, Rod Kennedy, passed away this past year. But it was a real songwriters festival, and one of the highlights or the distinguishing features of this festival was the campfire singing. It's a real tradition there. And around one of those campfires one night, I heard Steve Gillette sing song after song. And we were talking, and he would come to Nashville every so often. And I said, well, you know, we should talk sometime about making an album. I think it would be a good idea. And we finally got to that place. The Ways of the World was the name of the album. And let's listen to a song that Steve wrote with our friend Charles John Quarto, and it's called Always a Train in My Dreams.
The trains ran past our house in the summertime, but it was the whistles that carried me away. That's a feeling that is clear within this heart of mine, and it gets a little stronger every day. And all through high school, time and time again, I'd stare out the window and wait for a sign. Seems like it was always written down on the railroad line. There was always a train in my dreams, always a railroad running right under me. There was never a night that I wasn't free. There was always a train in my dreams. Years have peeled back like an old onion skin, gets sweeter and sweeter as the rain rolls in. Well, I know how it sounds, and now I know what it means. There was always a train in my dreams. Always a train in my dreams. Always a railroad running right under me. There was never a night that I wasn't free. There was always a train in my dreams.
Steve Gillette there with Always a Train in My Dreams from the album The Ways of the World. We made that album up at the attic at Cowboy Jack Clements' studio, the Cowboy Arms Hotel and Recording Spa. And it just listening to that just now brings back some wonderful memories of these sessions. Cindy Mangson is Steve's wife and is singing with him there. They live in Bennington, Vermont now. And we just am happy to have them in this part of the world. Let's listen to another song from that album. This is a wonderful song called The Old Trail.
There's a new ridge road that cuts the mountain to the bone. slices through the wood like there ain't nobody home. You can wheel on up to Valley View and you won't ever feel the climb. Oh, but I take the old trail every time. The old trail just moseys right along, moves at the speed of a sweet love song, where the wind through the trees carries her own wind chime. I take the old trail every time. Lately it seems things vanish by degree. How soon we forget we made our tree houses out of tree. When we gonna realize some reasons just don't rhyme. I take the old trail every time. The old trail, now may she never fade. The one where the deer always have the right of way. How I love to watch the winter green along the timber line. Yeah, I take the old trail every time. People in cars, let the radio do the talking, but I always find that I'm singing when I'm walking. The old trail just moseys right along, moves at the speed of a sweet love song, and the wind through the trees carries her own wind chime. Yeah, I take the old trail every time. The old trail just moseys right along, moves at the speed of a sweet love song, and the wind through the trees carries her own wind chime. Yeah, I take the old trail every time. Yeah, I take the old trail every time.
The Old Trail with Steve Gillette there. Another song that Steve wrote with Charles John Corto. And, Charles John came to Forerunner, and he is a lyricist. That's all he does. He doesn't write melodies. But he is a wonderful lyricist, I think. And he wrote songs with Pete Wasner, like Mama Knows the Highway. And he and Steve, I think, were really a very good pair together as far as writing songs. And I guess at Forerunner, that's something we really cherished, was the lyrics and the content of the songs. These songs weren't just June Moon croon songs. They had a beautiful substance to them, and we were proud of them. Here's a song that Waylon Jennings did, other people have done it, that Steve and Charles John wrote, called Grapes on the Vine.
There are songs that birds don't sing to people, secrets that keep right through to the end, heroes that hide until forever, and I'm singing this song for one of them. He's the man that you passed on the road there, the one with his life on the loose. going either somewhere or nowhere. Going without me, without you. For he is this world's constant orphan, traveling out his long time, living on apples from orchards and dying from grapes on the vine. You can find him in big city winters, down where the mission bell cries, and the sorrow echoes through summers as he tries to close all his eyes and dream of his railroad existence as if it were some kind of dream, as if the extent of the distance what his heart would call him. You could find him in Pittsburgh at Christmas. You could find him in Buffalo in June. And he knows all the back roads between them, like a gypsy knows the moon. And it's Route 22 all over again. Stick your thumb out and try to look like somebody's friend. Look strong at the man, and mild at the girl, and puzzled at the rest of the world. For he is this world's constant orphan, traveling out his long time, living on apples from orchards, and dying from grapes on the vine. For he is this world's constant orphan, traveling out his long time, living on apples from orchards and dying from grapes on the vine.
Grapes on the Vine there with Steve Gillette, and that song that he wrote with Charles John Quarto, with a little salute to Elizabeth Cotton there with Freight Train at the beginning of the song, that beautifully played by Mark Howard. The assemblage of musicians on this group, on this record, is very close to my heart. Mark Howard playing guitars, Roy Husky playing bass, Kenny Malone playing the drums, and Stuart Duncan playing mandolin and fiddle, and Jelly Roll Johnson playing harmonica. A small group, but very effective and so supportive of Steve's great, beautiful, mellow voice. I could listen to Steve Gillette sing all day long. I want to play another version of Grapes on the Vine that I did with Bill and Bonnie Hearn on their Diamonds in the Rough album, and it's one of my favorite cuts from them, and I guess I never get tired of hearing this song, so let's hear it again.
There are songs that birds don't sing to people. There are secrets you keep right through till the end. There are heroes that hide until forever, and I'm singing a song for one of them. He's the man that you passed on the road there, the one with his life on the loose, going either somewhere or nowhere, going without me, without you. For he is this world's constant orphan, traveling young his long time, living on apples from orchards and dying from grapes on the vine. Cries, his sorrow that goes through the summer as he tries to close all his eyes and dream of his railroad existence as if it were some kind of dream, as if the extent of distance were what his heart would call him. You will find him in Buffalo in June, and he knows all the back roads between them. Like a gypsy, he knows the moon, and it's Route 22 all over again. Stick your thumb out, try to look like somebody's friend. Look strong at the man, smile for the girl, puzzled at the rest of the world. For he is this world's constant orphan, traveling out his long time, leaving on apples to marchers and dying from grapes on the vine, leaving on apples to marchers and dying from grapes on the vine.
My favorites, Bill and Bonnie Hearn singing The Grapes on the Vine, you know, living on apples from orchards and dying from grapes.